This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil to come to Miami and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It just takes lessons.
You're despicable.
And I work hard at it, too. Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please, please, please get involved in the conversation. I mean that sincerely. I really do. I've got a lot coming up. We're going to have, I haven't had him on the show in a while, and I got to have him on more often. Because I love the comment, the conversation we have. He's called the ninja, you know what, from Boston, I want to say the ninja pastor. But he's the ninja pastor. Does his own radio show on a regular, I think it's Monday through Friday, we'll find out. And he's written a book called the author of Excellence Killed the Church, How Mediocrity is Destroying America. And I got to tell you, I saw a piece that he wrote, and if you've listened to the show for any length of time whatsoever, you know that on this particular thing, we are definitely 100 gazillion percent on the same page. And that is, should Christians be wimpy pacifists, or should they defend their life? Should they defend their beliefs and defend their life? I say yes, and I have said yes for a long time. And these guys that want to decide what Scripture says, and they got a problem. Anyway, let's go sideways for a minute. I want to talk about the recent report that came out that 80% of border children that arrived here in 2014, remember we were told they were all set, they were going to be placed with family, they had places to go, they were going to be taken care of. Guess what? They're placed with adults in this country illegally, and not necessarily family. So the illegals were placed with illegals to perpetuate illegality. I don't know any other way to put it. Newly obtained data shows that about 80% of the 71,000 mostly Central American minors who crossed the U.S. border in 2014 were placed by the government with adults or sponsors who were in the country illegally. How do you verify someone who's here illegally? That they're good enough to take care of kids, that they're safe to put the children, we have to take care of the children, we have to make sure there's... Well, you're not making sure they're safe when you're putting more people you can't do background checks on. It's a line of crap. It's just like the abortion line of crap. Sorry. But it is. Remember, the abortions were supposed to be safe and few. Remember that? That was the whole thing, that women who really were having health issues needed to have a safe place to have an abortion and not in a back alley somewhere, right? Okay, let's say I totally agree with that. Let's say most of America totally agrees with that. Now in California, you got a physician's assistant that can do it. In Texas, the Planned Parenthood is pushing back because they simply want the doctor performing the abortion to be affiliated with the local hospital. All these little things that would keep it safe, make it safe, they're not doing. They're making this procedure like having a tooth pulled. It's craziness. Now, the Department of Health and Human Services provided data, in response to a Freedom of Information Act requested by the Associated Press. The data showed that 6% were placed with adults with temporary protection status, which applies to some Central American citizens who have been victims of a catastrophe. 4% were sponsored by American citizens, and 1% by immigrants facing deportation proceedings themselves. So here we do is we give a child who came here illegally to adults that came here illegally that are facing deportation charges. And where and how does that make sense? Tens of thousands of children from El Salvador, Guatemala, El Salvador. Come on, you know where I'm from. Tens of thousands of children from El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras began arriving on the border in Texas in 2014, overwhelming the border officials, overflowing government shelters, and further, what does that say? Oh, backlogging the country's immigration courts. Now, see, what I would do, I'd put a whole bunch of temporary judges on. That's just me. I'm not too swift. I would run, I would be doing these like traffic court. You know, where's your paperwork? Where's you at? What's this? Do you comply to the law? Bang, send them back. Right? Let them stay. Send them back. Let them stay. So, I mean, I'd be going through this like diarrhea through a old man. I don't have a better. Now, Republican lawmakers have blamed the influx on the Obama administration's policies. They say encourage kids to leave their countries and come to the border. They do. There's advertisements going on in those other countries about coming to America. They go on to say that releasing unaccompanied children to sponsors who lack legal papers encourages illegal immigration and reduces the chances that children will show up for deportation. Yeah, who's going to send them back? Nobody's going to send the poor kids back. You get the little children, look at his face. We don't want to say, well, get past the tattoos, look at his face. Immigrant advocates insist that minors are fleeing violence and should be granted asylum, the top priority for children. What about our people that have had violence on the border states? You don't do anything for them. You don't help them out. I guess if you're an American facing violence, that's okay. Top priority for children, they say, is to be placed with parents or close relatives so they can get on stable footing in the U.S. Any effort to deport sponsors might spook them from coming forward and putting children at risk. You know, here we go again. Then don't place them with people that are about ready to be deported. Find somebody else. You create the problem, and then you want to create sympathy for the problem that you created by pointing to the kids. U.S. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Bob Goodlatte, a Virginia Republican, said he was not surprised by the data. He blamed current policies, as well you should. Look, you can't keep blaming Bush for this. You can't keep blaming the Republicans for this. You Dems had a big hand in this problem. By placing illegals with illegals about to be deported, and it's our fault? You're out of your mind. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back with the Ninja Pastor right after the break. Don't go far. Don't do anything stupid. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir.
And I come out the same way.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. You can find me at TheRealSide.com or head over to GCNLive.com. Either place, you'll find the shows. I have classic podcasts up on The Real Side. We don't have old stuff. We have classics, and you can check it out there. You can check out the story. You can check out the writers. A whole bunch of things going on the website. I don't want to waste my next guest's time. I should have him on more often. I don't know why I don't. Probably because I'm lazy and just don't think about it. I've got Dr. Sean Greener on the line with me, and I've had him on before. He's known as the Ninja Pastor, and if you're from Boston, it's the Ninja Pastor. And I got to tell you, he's got a great show and a great grasp on things. And no, we're not going to get all hooky spiritual on you or hooky God on you. You know, I don't like that kind of thing. But he recently wrote an article that had to do with should Christians be wimpy pacifists in defending your life? And you know, I talk about that on this show all the time on how the reality is that Christians, you don't just drop to your knees. You don't sit on the couch waiting for God to do something. You know, you can pray about things, but I'm telling you not to. But you've got to do something. Anyway, Dr. Sean, thanks for being with me today.
Oh, man, Joe, it's my pleasure. It's an honor to be here. It's you have an awesome show. I talk about your show all the time on my show.
Oh, I appreciate
that. I say, man, you got to listen to this guy. I don't know how you do what you do. It's amazing.
Well, like you do. You know, you've got a passion for it. You understand it has to be done. And I tell you, my biggest disappointment most of the time, even though I love my brothers and sisters, are my brothers and sisters in Christ. Because, you know, a lot of them hold the attitude that God's going to do what he wants to do. No reason to pray. No reason to fight. You know, people in power because God wants them in power. You know, God put Hitler in power so he could wipe out 7 million Jews as chosen people. I get it. You know, just craziness. And I think they do it because they don't want to take responsibility for what's going on around them. But your piece, should Christians be wimpy pacifists? Should we?
People ask me that all the time, and I guess being a reverend doctor, I should anticipate this. And I think part of the reason why they ask me that is I'm a reverend doctor that is a hardcore conservative. I put the Bible first and then the Constitution. And so they're going to ask me this. And the fact I'm called the ninja pastor for a reason, that we had an executive protection firm, a very high risk executive protection firm, and military, police, all the different backgrounds that I have. So people feel comfortable asking me, and it's, won't God protect me if I just trust him? Or doesn't Jesus say that violence is wrong? And so if we participate in violence, isn't that the opposite thing? But here's the thing. I believe studying Scripture, the Christian especially has an obligation to defend and protect himself. And more importantly, look, it goes even further than that. We can't just stop at our own bodies. We have to say we not only have an obligation to protect ourselves, because who gave us life? God gave us life. Yep. He gave it to us. We have an obligation to also protect others. And so the question comes up, yeah, but I'm not my brother's keeper, am I? Yes, you are. You are your brother's keeper, and that's whether you like it or not.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look, I'm it makes for lousy radio, but I'm on 100% the same page with you. I tell people all the time, look, to my Christian brothers and sisters, don't wimp out, because if God gave you government, when God gives you things, should you not take care of them? Should you not do what you can to preserve them and keep them right? God gave us government, and he gave us government for a reason. And the word tells us that we're supposed to choose our leaders. We're supposed to go out there and make sure we have righteous men. I don't know exactly what the scripture is. I'll look it up while you're talking. But there's another scripture that says when a godly man rules, the kingdom is at peace.
Yeah.
Do we really expect that heathens are going to elect a godly man?
Yeah. And you know what's funny about that? I think the original argument really comes down to what do people actually believe? Because that's what I always try to drill down to is, well, first, I don't question anybody's relationship with God, but I question the foundation, the basis upon which they build that.
Agreed.
We either,
yep.
And you know, the thing is we either recognize God as who and what he is, or we try to recreate him in our image because it's easier for us to understand and accept if it's in our image. But 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, or know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which you have from God, and you are not your own. We were bought with a price. Glorify God, therefore, with your body. So you talked about governance. Personal government governance starts with yourself, starting with your foundation of why you believe what you believe. What actually do you believe? Well, nowadays, you have a situation where we're actually bickering over, hey, I don't know what sex I am today, but I want to go into whatever restroom I want, and you're a hater if you say I can't. Look, if we don't have a foundation to where we're not even... That shouldn't even come up, and it shouldn't even be part of the public discourse. But it is, and big performers had millions of dollars tied up. Their sponsors had millions of dollars tied up in appearances down in North Carolina. It's such a big thing to people, and we're so far away from our body being a temple of the Holy Spirit that we're actually bickering about this. This is actually a part of the discussion. So. For me, I look at the foundation and I say, okay, you know, people ask me a question, you know, well, I don't know. Aren't I supposed to just be a pacifist? Wasn't Jesus a pacifist? He said violence is wrong.
The Jesus I knew tore up a temple one day because they weren't doing the right thing, right? The next to the temple?
Yeah. Well, here's the funny thing. Didn't you know that this is the house of prayer? This is my thoughts out of prayer. But the crazy thing about that is one of the classes I had in seminary talked about the physical link of things, you know, the scripture and the land and the scripture. And so the people of the land and the land of the people. And one of the things that we had to do was really come to understand certain passages of Scripture, the basics of it. And so one of the things that I chose was that very Scripture. And what actually happened there? What was really going on? Those tables in that time were very heavy tables, very dense wood.
I was going to say, they were real tables. They were real tables.
200 pounds apiece. Who do you know that can walk into a place and flip tables over with stuff on them?
That's right.
That are 200 pounds apiece. I mean, look, you know, the whole Bible is germane. You can't
pick and choose. Yeah, right. So, you cannot pick and choose.
Let's look for fun. Psalm 82:4, rescue the weak and needy, deliver them out of the hand of the wicked. Well, what do? You yell stop or stop louder if they don't stop then? You know, I'll stop or I'll yell stop louder. Look, man, the Scripture tells us we have to rescue the weak and needy. We have to deliver them out of the hand of the wicked. And I've got news for you. The Quran, our enemy, says, you know, they can lie. They can do all these other things. They can kill us. They can stone us. They can rape. You know, all of these different things. It's all in their own Quran. And we just...
I hear you.
We're just sitting there going, well, I just, you know, no, our job is to rescue the weak and needy. If we see someone...
We got to go for a break here in a second. And what I want to wind you up on, when we come back, I want to wind you... I don't know if you heard this story about the transgender Baptist preacher, Allison Robinson, who says that an angel of reason appeared to him or her and told him the Bible was wrong. And getting traction in today's Christian environment, if you would. And of all things, a transgender Baptist preacher is what threw me for a loop. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Rail Side. We'll be back more with the Ninja Pastor right after this. Don't go far. We really will be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Senate Republicans are moving full speed ahead on the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. Two say the Judiciary Committee will vote Friday, and a GOP aide said the first procedural vote in the full Senate will be on Saturday. the panel has heard emotional testimony from Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, who accused Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her with the help of a high school friend.
The laughter, the uproarious laughter between the two, and they're having fun at my expense.
Equally emotional, Kavanaugh said he was innocent of the charges, and he called it a political hit.
The Constitution gives the Senate an important role in the confirmation process, but you have replaced advice and consent with search and destroy.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Please answer the question.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And really, don't get involved in the conversation. And I got to believe that you have some kind of high IQ, because of the 3,000 shows that are on there you could be listening to this evening, you've chosen mine. And I do appreciate the time that you, that you spend with me on the air. I don't take it lightly. I know you could be listening to, 3,000 other shows out there. I'm not just saying that. I know it's true. But you've chosen this one, and I do so much appreciate it. I want to get back to my conversation. I always have such a good time with this person when they're on the air with me. We've got Dr. Sean Greener on the line with me. He's known as the Ninja Pastor. And look, Dr. Sean, before you get rolling, tell people where they can hear your show, where they can find your writings.
The best place, I tell you, thank you very much. The best place is theninjapastor.com, theninjapastor.com, or drshawngreener.com. It's just drshawngreener.com. I'm on iTunes. I'm on Blog Talk Radio, all those places. But probably the best centering point for them would be theninjapastor.com.
And by the way, you now have to call me the right reverend.
I'm all over it, man.
What I did one night is somebody sent me a nasty gram about how I was disrespecting Reverend Al Sharpton and Reverend Jesse Jackson. So I went on to prove that Reverend means absolutely nothing. Titles mean nothing. What is somebody living? What are they doing? So I spent the $25. I sent to them. I got my little Reverend card, and I held it up on the screen. I said, now you have to call me a Reverend. Even you people who wrote me the nasties who can't stand me, according to what you wrote, you have to be nice to me now because I have a reverendship in front of my name. So you see how asinine that is. The card, the name, means absolutely nothing. What are they doing? So I always get a kick out of that, thinking that people, because you have a doctor in front of your name or you have a reverend in front of your name or something like that, you automatically deserve more respect. I don't buy into that line of thinking. I give you respect for going to school and working it through and pursuing that. But I don't give you respect just because you have a title. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I agree 100%. In fact, you brought up before the break about, I don't know what the real name is. Allison.
Right, we're going to talk about that. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. You talk about the reverendship and how you can get that in front of your name. Not a problem. Look,
Before we go down that road, here's what I want to do with you. I want to go down that road with you. But before we actually go down that road, what do you say to your brothers and sisters in Christ? We're going to talk about him in a second. What do you say to your brothers and sisters in Christ who say, we have no right to judge him or her?
Why? Why do you say that? Am I judging them? Or because let's look at the facts. The facts are what they are. We look, it's not judgment if we look at a truth and say, this is the truth. An example would be, if my hair is on fire, I want Joe Messina to say, hey, brother, your hair's on fire. Well, if I'm feeling particularly soft that day and I don't like being yelled at, I'm going to say, hey, don't yell at me, man. Don't yell at me. And you say, no, dude, your hair is on fire. If I ignore the truth that my hair's on fire, I'm going to be burned. I'm not going to be any less burned because I'm ignoring that. And so there's certain truths of life that we have to accept. You know, if someone is a man when they're born, now I have a sensitivity. I know a couple of gender reassignment people, and I know them very, very well. And it's a situation that we can have very friendly conversations. I don't call them by their gender reassigned. I still call. The one was a man, the other was a woman. I call them, you know, by their original thing. And look, it's, you know, I'm not going to ignore a fact. And the fact is what your birth certificate say? I understand that people go through a lot of struggle and all that, and I'm not going to be ignorant or mean. I'm not going to throw rocks at them. But am I going to tell the truth? Sure. I'm not going to ignore it.
Have you had Walt Heyer on your show yet?
No, not yet. Okay. Not yet. I've heard that name a few times.
I've had him on the show a couple of times. He's a great, great man. He loves God. He went through this. He struggled as a man to be a woman, and they helped him become a woman. They helped him get the reassignment surgery. Spent 8 years after the surgery still wanting to commit suicide. He never, you know, never really changed, worked on the heart and the mind. And when he wanted to go back to being a male, they wouldn't help him anymore.
Yeah.
All right. But he will tell you, he found Christ, and he will tell you, he's now at peace with everything, and he's helping other transgenders at this point, which I find amazing. He is really doing it. But the heart of what I want to go to here for my Christian friends is this. Right away, when this man says that an angel of reason told him the Bible was wrong, okay, the first words out of his mouth should have been, get thee behind me, Satan.
Right.
I mean, right. The fact that a person that went to a seminary that says that they understand, they have a reverend in front of their name, they've studied God, doesn't know that, shows me the deeper problems here, right?
It's pretty extraordinary because, looking at Alison Robinson's life, you know, this is not a dumb person. She went to Baylor University's George Truett Theological Seminary, got a Master of Divinity. But the Master of Divinity there was an emphasis on social justice. You know, right from the start, you've got a situation where we look at that, and if we don't go back a little bit further, we'll just kind of accept the story for where it is. But this was a West Point graduate, a captain in the United States Army, served with honor and distinction. I mean, we're talking about somebody who majored in physics at West Point. Majored in physics. This is not a dumb person. And then when you add on that this person worked at Los Alamos National Laboratory, when they went there, you know, that's a dangerous place for anybody to go that has personal, we'll call it personal confusion. But look, man, if you don't know what sex you are, I would say that qualifies as serious personal confusion, internal turmoil. I don't know that I want people, let alone in my restroom, or with my daughter, or whatever. Let's leave that alone. I don't want them near any buttons to nuclear weapons. And so I look at that, and I look at this person, I say, okay, here's a person who, well, you brought up how easy it was to become a reverend, a minister, and so on. Now all of a sudden you want to be called a minister. It's so easy to be called a Baptist minister. People say, well, Baptists, they're a bunch of Bible thumpers. Look, it is so easy to become a minister. Absolutely easy to do that. But this person, as I understand it, did so before, I'll use the term transitioning, because they transitioned in 2007. It must have been right before. And, you know, I have to look at that, and I have to say to myself, you know, I don't know if you've ever looked this up, by the way. It's not just taking pills. It's not just taking female hormones. There's a lot of pretty gruesome stuff that goes on. A true gender reassignment is, number one, extraordinarily expensive. Who's paying for this? Man, look, I know a lot of people out there can't get medical care for real serious stuff like cancer treatment and other things, and they're wondering, well, I guess I have to die now. Meanwhile, insurance companies are paying for these. Come on, that's just crazy.
Oh,
but look, you mentioned before. You said before about you know, don't judge, you know, and the left and liberals and alleged conservatives will say all the time, look, it's not my business to speak into their life. It's not my business. But Ezekiel 33:6 says, but if the watchman sees the sword coming, does not blow the trumpet, and the people are not warned, and a sword comes and takes a person from them, he is taken away in his iniquity. But his blood I will require from the watchman's hand. Look, if danger is coming to other people, and look, we can't look at that and say that's not danger. You say, well, they're very normal people. They're very normal people. Really? Man, Google gender reassignment surgery and tell me. When I say that, I don't want to say that I look down on the person as far as a human being. But I'm making a very reasonable assessment that when a dude gets equipment, original equipment, excised from their body and new equipment built, that's a serious mental thing, and you brought up the guy that had it done.
Walt Heyer, very famous guy, wrote a book called Paper Genders and how they kind of, yeah. But, you know, come back to the spiritual side of this. Come back to the God side of this thing where I don't know how, and I know the transgender movement inside the church is growing. I just don't know how pastors and others are accepting, you know, when God says he made them male and female, when God says he made man, he made woman, how do they explain that stuff away?
You know, I'll tell you how it happens. One, the very first step is obviously Saul Alinsky had a lot to do with it because, you know, he was in one very short book, Rules for Radicals, he really developed the game plan for the left. And so what he said was, keep saying something and say it louder. If they shout back at you, no, that's not true, shout it louder back at them and keep shouting until they give up. They'll give up. But here's the other thing. What have we done? We've allowed, and this is in his deal too, co-opting the vernacular, co-opting the language, changing the language. Words aren't little things. Words don't mean a lot. They mean everything.
Hey, hold that thought, because I want to come back to why words mean so much. We talk about that a lot on the show, and they do. They mean a boatload. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. We've got a lot more to talk about. No, really, don't go far.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it, others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it, others don't.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
I don't know. No comment.
We are back. You are listening to The Real Side with Joe Messina, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be involved in the conversation. You can hop up to the website. We've got a real live chat room going on during the show. And you'll find that at therealside.com. Sign up for our email blast. We send out one a week. We don't inundate you with crazy stuff. We send out about one a week. I let you know the guests, the times, all that fun stuff. But other than that, you've got to engage to understand. You've got to engage to know what's going on. You can't just hide in your bedroom and hope it'll all blow over. In fact, I've asked Dr. Sean Green to join me today, and he's also got his own radio show. Dr. Sean, tell them where they can find the Ninja Pastor.
The best repository for all things Ninja Pastor is theninjapastor.com, theninjapastor.com, or drshawngreener.com. That's just drshawngreener.com. That's the best place.
I want to get back again. You know, I talk about it a lot on my show about how we've allowed them to define these words, and they get to use them any way they want to, any time they want to, and we just accept it. We need to stop doing that. You know, I told you, 15 years ago, somebody would call me a racist. I'd have to stop and really think about what I said, what I'm putting out there. Now they say it, I kind of giggle about it and go, yeah, okay, whatever. Racist, homophobe, Islamophobe. I mean, anytime we just don't agree with them, we're a phobe of some kind. But we've allowed this to happen in the Christian church. And we've got to stop this, right? We have to have people step up and stop this.
Here's what I think. I wrote a book some years back called Excellence Killed the Church, How Mediocrity is Destroying America. You can find it on our website and Amazon and Barnes & Noble, all those places.
And our website, too.
Yeah. Oh, cool, cool, cool. Thank you very much. Yeah. I appreciate that. Well, here's the crazy thing. You know, in the book I talk about, why won't Christians tell things like it is? Why do they back off of social issues, and why do they want to? Well, the name of my radio show is The Collision of Faith and Politics. So, look, man, it is all inexorably linked. There's just no way to pull them apart.
That's
our
right.
Governance starts with ourselves. Our governance starts with God. So if we feel as pastors, and I travel all over the country doing speeches and stuff, and one of the things I tell them is, if I go to a group, part of me going to the group, I say, look, I've got to give, tell me how many people you expect to be there. I'm going to give every person a copy of my book. And if there's a way to give it to them a week before or however long before I get there to speak, I'd like for them to have that. And one of the things I talk about is, look, this book is either for you or it's about you. And I say that because pastors... Well, I'm not going to say the school because I'm also an alum of that school. But my son went to a very large Christian university, and he said the most effeminate males, you could always tell what they were doing, what their major was. They were either going to go on to seminary there and be a pastor, or they were going to be a worship pastor. Those were the most effeminate. Those were the, you know, they had the softest feelings, and they, you know, it just like they, you know, skinny jeans and the real soft hands. They'd never done any hard work. They'd never been really yelled or screamed at, and they, you know, they'd cry at the drop of a hat. And they hadn't made a decision as to what they really stand for. And they say little bumper sticker Christian phrases, and, you know, Jesus is only about love. My Jesus is this and that and the other. And I said, man, you've got to read the whole Bible. You've got to read the whole Bible. Look in Nehemiah 4, the Israelites, you know that deal. They were sent back from captivity to rebuild Jerusalem. Listen, we got a full-on war about to start here. They're rebuilding their lives. And the civil ruler, King Artaxerxes, you know, they're not at war per se, but look, there's a situation where we got to come back in. All right, well, I'll tell you what you think of. This is kind of like a similarity here. Think of the KKK threatening black homeowners and students. Now, all of a sudden, the students are like, look, we're coming back, and we don't want any trouble, but if there's going to be trouble, we're going to be ready for it. So everybody around them hated them just because they were followers of God, Israelites. They were citizens, not soldiers. And so in Nehemiah 4:13, it talks about the people stationed people by families around the city. They weren't trained soldiers. They weren't law enforcement officers. They were just concerned residents and settlers. Some of those people, you know, and if that were now, we would say some of those would have to be pastors. They weren't soldiers. They weren't law enforcement people. None of that stuff. But we know that these families, by the scripture, the whole scripture, they were armed. They had their swords, their spears,
right,
and their bows. So, look, and they were willing. They just didn't have them to show them, hey, don't come over here. We have a knife. No, they said, hey, you come here, and we're going to fight to defend our family. It started with family. It started with my group. And they were willing to apply this lethal force to defend themselves. But, you know, nowadays, you look at a dude at a church, a lot of these, I'm getting ready to speak at a huge church in Georgia, and I'm really excited. They have a huge, I think one of the largest Christian schools in the country, a very, very, very good school and a really, really awesome church. And, you know, the pastor looks like a man. And everybody that's involved there, that's in, you know, the males that are there in leadership of the church, they look like men. They like to hunt. They like to get out there and, you know, one guy, he likes to do in his spare time is learn how to lay brick and blocks and, you know.
Now. Hey, you're profiling, you're stereotyping. I don't know.
I
don't think you can do that.
Well, here's the thing. Nowadays, you ask, well, you know, why is the church so afraid? I think it starts with the leadership. You've got pastors who are so afraid of losing their 501c3 their tax. Oh, I can't talk about.
But I think you said it early on in the conversation. You know, they have so been taught about the quote unquote love of Christ, but what they don't realize is there wasn't Christ did not accept everything.
Yep.
Right, and he did tell. I mean, what a judgmental thing to tell the woman who was committing adultery to go and do it no more.
Yeah,
I mean, they forget about those kind of things, and it's only about the love of Christ, and that is not the real world. And you don't teach people about the real world too, the world that we have to operate in, by just telling them, you know, you love everybody no matter what. Now.
Yeah.
I get the whole part, you love human beings, okay? I get that. You love the core, but you don't love what they're doing. You don't love what they stand for. If they worship evil, I mean, seriously, you're not supposed to go around like you're on drugs or something. Some of these guys walk around like they're on a happy drug 24/7.
Yeah, and they have that weird voice they put on. You know, if you don't know their pastor, they're talking to you fairly normally.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking, and then all of a sudden, if, you know, someone comes up that's in their church or whatever, somebody knows they're a pastor. Hi, how are you? I hope you're blessed. You know, be blessed today. And I call them church words. It's church vernacular. And I really believe, I talk about this in the book, too, and in different speeches I do. Look, we've got to use... I had a really, at one point, very successful pastor come to me for coaching, personal coaching. He was really struggling. All of a sudden, people are just, you know, the mass exodus from his church was unreal. And then the deacon board came against him and all these different things. And then he went to this next church, and they really loved him at first. And then it kind of started to fall apart again. He's like, man, I just don't know what to do. I said, send me seven of your best sermons. Seven of your best sermons. And first of all, he struggled so hard with that. My best sermons, I mean, am I really supposed to think that my sermons are good? And, you know, the Lord behind it is the only thing that makes me... I said, look, dude, if you're struggling this bad, find me seven sermons that you would look at and go, yeah, I'm proud of these sermons. Not, you're not prideful, you're proud. You say, this came together good for me. I worked this out. And then I delivered it as God would want me to do. You know, send me those. So finally he sends them to me. And I know this guy. I've known him since he was 13 years old or 12 years old. And he's using this voice when he's preaching and when he's praying. You know, he's a Southern boy. And he's using this voice. And I'm like, that's not you. Where in the world did you get that voice? You're not, first of all, you're not from England. That's number one. And I said, look, pray. And he asked me to autograph his Bible. I don't know why, but he did. He asked me to autograph his Bible. And one of the things I wrote on his Bible, pray in the voice that God gave you at birth. Pray in that voice. Pray with that soul. Because he knows who you are. He's knit you in the womb. He knows you. You're not going to impress him. And you know what else? You're not going to impress the people that have come and sat in the pews or the chairs or wherever they're sitting in your church. You be you.
Right.
Talk who you are. God will use you. But in the modern church, what do we have to have? We have to have... It's all about peace and love. It's all about,
I know.
You know, it's all that stuff, and it's all about the performance. It's all about the appearance, listen, the production value.
You and I've had that production value, but when I go out to eat with people, they'll say, well, you know, let Joe pray. And I don't know why. It's kind of like, I don't know why people are so afraid to pray. They're praying it. It makes me nuts. Anyhow, I pray pretty fast, and I only pray for the food. Okay, I mean, it really is like a 10-second thing.
Yeah.
And they go, they just look at you, and I say, okay, so God's not bound by speed, number one. I'm blessing the food, not the kids in Japan, number two. All right, and I'm thankful for the food, I'm thankful for the resources, and I'm thankful for the company. In Jesus' name, amen, I'm done.
Okay? I call that pray preaching.
Yeah.
Lord,
yes.
We thank you.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
At the Bob Evans, among all my friends, Lord.
Oh, God.
You know, it's praying for everything under the sun. Meanwhile, your food is cold. The people around you are like...
Depending on the pastor I go out with, I order salad or meat. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, listen, we're up against it. The other thing, too, is I'm going to send you a copy of my book that's coming out soon. It's called The Ramblings of a White Ring Bible-Thumping White Guy.
Oh, I totally cannot wait. That's
figured.
So up Natalie.
So anyhow, tell people where they can hear your show quickly. We got about 10 seconds left. Quick.
TheNinjaPastor.com. TheNinjaPastor.com. DrSeanGreener.com. We'd love to have you.
Yeah, and you got to go there and check his site out. Stay with me. I got a lot more coming up the next hour. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Stay with us.
Bye.